have me on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, hey everyone, this is D'Angelo, aka Darth Mexican from The Geek Life, and I'm here with Stephanie Storm Cosplay.
Hi everyone.
And we're here at Amazing Arizona Comic Con 2016. And first off, I wanted to ask, how's your weekend going?
It's been going pretty good. It's been consistent, so that's good.
Good, awesome. So, I got to know a little bit more about you this weekend, and I find you really awesome and everything.
Yay.
But I'm wondering if you could introduce yourself for those who might not actually be aware of you.
My name is Stephanie Storm. I'm a cosplayer from California. I'm here actually assisting with the booth this weekend, so it's
perfect.
Been fun.
What kind of cosplay do you specialize in? Is there a certain genre, or do you kind of go all around?
I try to stick more comic book, but then I've also done a lot of mix, so Star Wars and Disney, as well as Doctor Who, and I'm kind of just spanning it. But it started with comics.
So. Oh, right on. And what is the origin story of Stephanie Storm cosplay?
A few years back, my friend was like, hey, I want to go to WonderCon. Come dress up with me. And it just kind of went from there. So.
Oh, really?
Nothing exciting.
What would you say your favorite cosplay you've done so far is?
I'm torn between two. My Black Canary that I do, it's a replica of the show, or from the show Arrow.
Yeah.
That one took a lot of time and there's a lot of detail in it. But I also really love my Jedi Bell because it's gotten a lot of recognition, as well as it was just something new and exciting when I did it.
Yeah.
And I've actually had people come up and say, hey, I really like this. I want to do a version of it. So.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
And so we've talked about your favorite cosplay. What about the most difficult cosplay that you hate to put on but love to wear?
Oh, God. difficult to put on, it has to be my Black Canary, just because I can't lace up the corset back by myself.
Yeah.
But it does get a lot of people excited when I'm wearing it, but it's also not the most comfortable thing in the world.
Yeah,
so I'm constantly like struggling as far as the leg bending goes and stuff. So.
And so throughout your life, what would you say is the geek medium that actually inspired you the most? Whether it's comic books or video games or anime and all that?
Honestly, it would probably just it has to be television, because I've been watching shows like Doctor Who and Sherlock since they first came back out, not realizing this was going to turn into this huge, like, nerddom.
Yeah.
And my brothers actually got me started on comic book shows when I was younger, so all of the Batman series, as well as things just randomly like Pokemon, and I kind of was just like, you know, I'll never turn into that person, and lo and behold, here I am in Arizona being
cosplaying
that
your
person.
Favorite characters? Yeah, exactly.
So.
Awesome. And what is your zombie survival plan? So it's the first few weeks of zombie survival, or zombie attack and everything.
I'm killing myself straight out. I will not. I am terrified of zombies.
Yeah.
Like, I love zombie movies. If that ever happens, I will kill myself. I will spare myself and hope to God I don't come back to attack the rest of you.
Yeah. Well,
so.
That's good. It's noble of you, you know? And what advice do you have for aspiring cosplayers?
Just do it. Don't be afraid of what people might think of your costume. Everyone started out somewhere, so it may not have been the best, but practice makes perfect. And as long as you're happy with it, don't let anyone or what they say try to bring you down and tear you down. As well as don't stop yourself from doing something because you don't feel like you would fit that character. I'm really for cause positivity.
Yeah.
So no matter what your body size is, do what you want to do.
And for a moment, could you explain what cosplay positivity is, or body positivity?
It's just, you know, we accept everyone, all shapes and sizes, and you may get comments along the way of, oh, you're too big, or you're too short, or you're... Just don't listen to it. I really do push for everyone to just do the characters and do what they love, regardless of what people might say. So I'm hoping to, like, spread that further along the community.
Yeah.
So just
awesome.
Do it.
And where can we find you at?
You can follow me on Instagram at Stephanie Storm Cosplay, as well as Facebook as Stephanie Storm Cosplay.
Perfect. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.